people you see sit around the table and the people you're mentored. What do you have a positive outlook for biotechnology in Wisconsin, and where do you see these leaders taking the industry here?
Well, it's an interesting question. First of all, yes, I think, you know, in line with what I was just saying, there are a lot of opportunities for them around here. And I think most of the students coming out of the program find they don't have to, few of them move elsewhere when they see their opportunity. But a lot of them can get those major career opportunities around here. These students are incredibly motivated. My brother's a university professor at a state college in northern Minnesota. And just talking to him, the difference between the kind of students we have and the kind of students he has, he tears his hair out trying to get people to even do their homework assignments. In this one, it's hard to keep up with the students. Part of my postgraduate education is reading the capstone projects, because every one of them, I have to go and learn about what the hell they're talking about. So, really, really highly motivated students. And of course, the reason most of them are enrolled in the program and taking 2 years out of their lives is because they want to make that major career change. They want to prepare themselves for the kind of opportunity that the four former students we heard here, they all have taken that opportunity and have moved on to something really special in their careers. So I think, from the faculty side, it's helping them do that. There are plenty of those kind of opportunities in Wisconsin today, and I see the growth for that really emerging. In terms of thinking about sort of 21st century biotechnology, my current company, which is called Solara, is a really interesting case in point, and I think it points the way to sort of where Wisconsin and Madison can go in the future. We're a software company, a cloud-based application, but we're focused on the needs of laboratories working with stem cells. What we discovered as we were poking around, looking at this opportunity, what kind of opportunities there could be for a startup company in the stem cell space, we discovered that despite stem cell technology being probably the most advanced biology going on the planet, every stem cell researcher we talked to, and we talked to over 200 of them at the beginning of the company, was planning and documenting all of their cell culture research in paper lab notebooks, just the way Louis Pasteur did it, 150 years ago. And of course, this makes all this cell culture work not amenable to the kind of big data mining kinds of things and lots of other problems connected with that. And so we saw an opportunity, and we discovered there's some good reasons for this. It's a really hard problem to solve, but we've been working diligently and we're getting some really good success. In fact, one of our users is right down the hall here in Tim Camp's lab. But our company is a really interesting 21st century phenomenon that I think in many ways could only have come about in Madison, Wisconsin. I really believe that. We have, of course, stem cell scientists here of all sorts. We have people who understand life science tool commercialization, which is what this is. How do you make and sell products to life scientists? And we have some of the world's best cloud-based, data-driven software people, partly because of Judy Faulkner and Epic, and a continual flow of them who want to do new things. And so we actually put those three components together. And I don't think this could have happened anywhere else. We have customers that we don't have to get on an airplane. In fact, we hardly have to get into a car to go talk to. We have software people who can write what we're doing, and we have people who know how to sell this to scientists. So it's an amazing, and one of our key people is a graduate of the second year of the program, Tori Sampsell. And just an illustration of her career, she came out of the program. She actually didn't really have a traditional science background. She had worked in human resources before. But she got a job coming out of the program working in Jamie Thompson's lab on stem cells, and then got a job at Y-Cell when it was first getting started. And because of her master's in biotech program, she was able to help them create kind of their first commercial business in doing stem cell testing. Then she got involved with Tom Tuban over at what was MATC, now Madison College. And she actually wrote the curriculum for what is still the world's only stem cell technician certification training program that's been supported by over $1 million in NSF grants over at Madison College. She then ended up at Life Technologies and was involved in setting up their first stem cell training laboratory for their customers and commercializing a number of products. And then I was lucky enough to be able to hire her to basically drive the product development and commercialization in our company. So that's kind of a typical maybe story. I've seen this in lots and lots of students, but it's also showing you where the 21st century is going here in Madison.
Your connection with so many of these young people who are making a difference, and mentorship is something that I think is another wonderful part of this program. It brings a cross-section of people together to have conversations where experiences can be shared. So Thanks, Scott, for all that you do beyond your own entrepreneurial activity to create a better environment here. It's really important. And